Hare Krishna. Today we're continuing from yesterday's very famous verse, Rahuganait Tapasanajati, how Jad Bharat is instructing Rahugana that the only way that you'll be able to understand the absolute truth is Bina Padadraja Mahovishekam Mahat, is to take the dust of the lotus feet of Mahat, of great devotees, and smear it all over your body. Prahlad Maharaj also has a very similar verse in which he makes the same statement, that one can only be Krishna conscious by bathing in the dust, abhishekam, by doing an abhishek in the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees. And now, Jad Bharat continues by explaining who are these great devotees, what's his symptom. And particularly he says that a great devotee is known by the fact that he's always speaking about Krishna. He's always glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he's free from all impurities within the heart. He's niskanchana, and he has no material possessions, no material attachments. In the purport, relatively brief purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Raghunath Das Goswami asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now that I've accepted the renounced order of life, please tell me what my duties are as a sannyasi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, Gramya katana shunibe, gramya vartana kahibe, and so on. Gramya katana shunibe, gramya vartana kahibe, gramya katana. He said, don't engage, gram means village, don't engage in village talk, gossip. In this Bhagavatam verse, Srila Prabhupada translates, he doesn't talk about politics, he's not interested in politics or sociology or any such other non-Krishna conscious related topics. He's only interested in things that are related to the service of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya gave the same instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, don't get into gramya katha. Don't get into anything that's not related to Krishna. Don't talk village gossip. Don't hear any of that stuff. In the very beginning of the Gita, Arjuna also wants to know, what's the symptoms? Stitadir Muni, what's the symptom of someone who's actually fixed in transcendence? How does he speak? How does he walk? Prajahati yada kaman sarva parta manoratan. So he wants to know what are the symptoms of such a person. And Krishna talks about how he speaks as being the most important of all of these symptoms. So today's class was really about this topic, about what it is that we hear and what it is that we talk about, because what we hear we'll certainly have to speak about. Everything that we hear enters within our ear and leaves an impression on our mind. That impression then comes out, and comes out in what we talk about, it comes out in our thoughts, and it comes out even in our devotional practices. We see that. We sit down to chant japa peacefully, but what happens? Instead, perhaps some thought comes up of some other non-devotional activity that we've performed or thought of. We've already heard and spoken and engaged in so many non-devotional activities over many, many lifetimes. We want to forget these things or purify these things, not add to that store of anartas within our heart. And for that reason, devotees are very, very careful. In the purport, Prabhupada says, we've established this Krishna consciousness movement so that 24 hours a day, devotees can hear about Krishna. And ultimately, this is what is the measure of a Vaishnava, his attachment to hearing about Krishna, to glorifying Krishna, and to chant Krishna's names. A Vaishnava has attachment to hearing about Krishna. Shushudho Shadadanascha Vasudeva Dukal Vasudeva Kataruchi Sanmahat. So by the service of great persons, by the service of great devotees, this is another verse stated in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, one develops ruchi, one develops attachment and faith to hearing about Krishna. So when we hear with faith regularly, very intently, then we get taste. And it's by that taste that actually lower things can be given up. Without getting that type of taste, we're going to get nowhere in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna says, param drishta nivartante. Only if someone gets a higher taste is he able to give up the lower taste. It is only this higher taste, it is only this attachment to Krishna that can ultimately really drive out material attachment. Therefore, even you could see that liberated or so-called liberated impersonalists who have gained mastery over their senses and who balance the influence of the modes of material nature, but still laruya kuchina param padam tata, because they don't have a taste for hearing about and serving Krishna's lotus feet, they will again fall down. So for us, it's imperative that we awaken this taste for hearing and chanting the Lord's names, glories, pastimes, forms, and so on. Because when we do that, when we know that our Krishna consciousness is healthy, and when we don't do that, then we should assume that something is wrong. Shukadeva Goswami says that tears should be coming from our eyes when we're chanting the holy names of the Lord. But even if it not, tears are coming from the eyes, but at least one should be getting great taste and coming to the stage of tears coming from the eyes. Otherwise, what are we doing chanting after 10, 15, 20 years? And then one asks, am I doing something wrong? Is there something that I'm not doing right? So hearing with great attention, shushudho shadadanascha, being very eager to hear, just like Shukadeva Goswami, for all this time he was wandering all over the earth. He was a great self-realized Mahabhagwat, everyone knew, but he wasn't speaking. But as soon as he sat down to speak, from all over the universe, all of a sudden, people came to hear, and they sat. They sat with rapt attention. They didn't answer their mobile telephones. They didn't run outside. As long as Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj were sitting there, they also sat there. The audience sat to hear what was going. Because just like you don't leave a temple room during Artik, or you don't stop in the middle of puja, worship of the Lord, in the same way, you don't leave when someone is speaking, you don't leave when Shukadeva Goswami is speaking or his representative is speaking, because our interest in speaking is what shows Krishna that we're interested in him. Our interest in hearing about Krishna is showing Krishna that we're interested in hearing about him. And if we don't hear about Krishna, then we may mouth certain formularies of Krishna consciousness, but ultimately Krishna will not be interested. Krishna will not reveal himself to us. Krishna reveals himself to those who are interested in glorifying him, in chanting his names, who want to hear about him, who are intent and very intensely hear about him. And because Krishna is non-different than his name, then Abhinatma Nama Nami No, through his name, through his pastimes, through his Krishna Katha, then in that way Krishna will reveal himself. So the gopis say, Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam. Yes, they consider that Krishna Katha is Amrita. It is nectar. It is what Vaishnavas live by. It is their sustenance. not food that we eat and other things. These things we keep our body alive, but that's not what keeps us going. What really keeps us going is actually our connection with Krishna. That's what makes us Krishna conscious. And when we fill ourselves up with Krishna Katha, with Krishna's names, then there's no room for anything else. And other things that are within our minds and our hearts, those things also get driven out. Therefore, attachment to hearing, respecting those who speak, and particularly hearing from these Mahat, hearing from these Niskanchana Vaishnavas, is the duty of every Vaishnava who's eager to advance in Krishna consciousness.